It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than $1 a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
All right, a couple of things. First off, you can't blame Andy Dalton for this one. The Bengals' defensive backfield couldn't have covered me and Marty Terrell. So they got that going against them. I despise the Cowboys, but I have to give them credit. Not only for what they did on Sunday, but just to get where they are. You know what? I will tip my hat to the Dallas Cowboys. But what I will... Oh, by the way, how you doing? This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. I'm Jerry Burke. How you doing? I can honestly say for the first time in I don't know how long, probably maybe ever, I watched a Ravens-Steelers game and was genuinely not worried about the outcome. I knew my Ravens were the better team. I just knew it. For one, I mean, believe me, even trust me on this one. I dread the Steelers. I fear the Steelers. This is the first time I can ever remember watching a game going, it's cool. We're fine. No matter what, the Ravens are going to win that game. First week of the NFL playoffs, they are kaput, and there were some decent games. There were some bad games. I'll be honest with you. The Cincinnati Colts game, that was bad to watch because the Cincinnati defense was just terrible. You know what? We're gonna make sense of all of that when we come back here in a couple of minutes. We are going to be talking with the mouth of the Midwest. That would be Marty Terrell. He's from ESPN 1490 in Des Moines, Iowa. Someone's texting me. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Lane, okay. He is also the mouth of the Midwest. Go to mouthofthemidwest.com. You can check him out. We're going to talk about Schottenkirk Motors. We're going to put this all into perspective for you, boys and girls, this first hour. Marty Terrell is next. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529. That's the number to the strains of the old gray whistle test. We'll be back in a couple.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, good for you, Mark.
Big time, Bill! Big time, big time!
Hell yeah!
I walked 47 miles of barbed wire.
See, this, boys and girls, is the way it's supposed to be done.
Brand new chimney made on top, made from a human skull. Come on, Robin, let's take a little walk, Timmy. Who do you love?
Ronnie Hawkins, along with the band, Thanksgiving night 1976 at the Winterland here in San Francisco. They were his backup band. They were called the Hawks back then. 13 minutes past the hour, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius XM Channel 92, Stitcher, iTunes, you know, a bunch of different ways you can listen to us. Christian, you're in Galveston County, Tejas. We're going to get to you in just a little bit so you can bow before my Baltimore Ravens. But now joining us on Sports Overnight America, you can hear him on ESPN 1490 out there in Des Moines, Iowa. He's the mouth of the Midwest. He's taken me to the Super Bowl, sent me my hotel confirmation, and everything. Marty Terrell joins us on Sports Overnight America. Marty, my friend, que paso?
What's going on, Jerry? I don't know what's worse, that call in the Dallas game or that music. You always play the worst music leading into my segment. It's really
Ronnie Hawkins? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Well, it's just noise. I mean, it's just
Ronnie Hawkins. Ronnie Hawkins is noise. Are you serious?
Well, I'm a guest on your program, so it's like walking into your house without wiping my feet. But I mean,
Ronnie,
I'll be honest with you, Jerry. I love you like a brother, but that music sucks.
Ronnie Hawkins sucks. Really? Is that the story? Is that the story? All right, fine. Okay, that's okay. All right, I'll tell you.
You know, I backed you on Pete Townsend and the Who with Townsend, but. My God.
All right, okay. Wait, let's try this. Let's try just something a little different. Hold on. A little Otis Redding for you. How's that? Better?
A little better.
Wait, Otis Redding?
I'm just giving you a hard time anyways. Man, I am, I covered Anthony Hitchens in college. You know, he's the University of Iowa linebacker, undersized kids out of Ohio.
Right.
That was a disgrace. If I'm a Detroit Lion fan, now we know how the Oakland Raiders felt on the Tuck rule. But that freaking call, Jerry.
That was bad.
Was looked so bad. I mean, they had already stepped off the penalty. Mm-hmm. Tell me that didn't come from above. You know, Jerry, and that's why, you know, on YouTube, there's about a 12-minute video on why the NFL is rigged. I don't know if you've ever seen this. There is a video on YouTube, folks, go how the NFL is rigged.
Oh, sure.
And I'm telling you, that game was fixed. That was freaking fixed.
And here's why it was. If let's put it this way. If it were, here's why. Who is the face of the Dallas Cowboys? Tony Romo.
Well, it's Tony Romo, but Jerry Jones.
Okay, no, but I'm talking players. Tony Romo. And I've met Tony Romo, and by all accounts, Tony Romo is the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. He is. When you think Detroit Lions, first name that comes to your mind, bing. Not Calvin Johnson. It's not Matthew Stafford. Who is it?
Well, when you think of the Lions?
You think of Ndamukong Suh. And that is something.
I think you're reaching. I think it's
no, but listen to me. Who would Roger Goodell rather see in the?
You're going too deep.
Really?
It's bigger than that, Jerry. They want your namesake, Jerry Jones, one of the most powerful owners.
He spells his
they
name
want
wrong.
The Cowboy brand. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I heard you say it in the open. I'll give Dallas credit. I had them last in their division.
I had them third. I had them third, and everybody. Let's put it this way: unless you have season tickets on the 50-yard line, 20 rows back at the Palace in Dallas, and you tell unless you have seats there, and you tell me you knew the Dallas Cowboys were going to win the NFC East, you are a liar. Period. End of conversation.
And Cowboy fans tonight, I've been listening to you and a lot of national radio. Cowboy fans are the worst. They're right up there with Yankee fans. I despise Jerry Jones. I despise the Cowboys.
Right.
And Cowboy fans, you can come get me. I'll be at the I'll be in the Dallas Renaissance.
Watch this. 300 Broadway, San Francisco, Suite 8. Come bring it, pals. I don't have no.
Yeah.
I lived in Dallas, and it's an arrogant town. I had a lot of fun living in Dallas. I'll be honest with you. I lived in Deep Ellum when it was cool. But, yeah, how do you explain this? All right, here you go. They have the players of the Dallas Cowboys and the institution and the organization have the autonomy of SMU in the 80s. I'm telling you right now, a member of the Dallas Cowboys can blow away the Pope at midfield at high noon in front of a national audience, and the Pope deserved it. That's how it works in Dallas.
They're brutal, Jerry. I mean, they're just absolutely brutal. So all you conspiracy theorists, myself among them, go to YouTube and watch this video on how it just shows you time.
It all started when Drew Pearson took Nate Wright and almost threw him into the fourth row of the seats at Metropolitan Stadium on December 28, 1975. Paul Krause, I've met Paul Krause, the Hall of Famer.
Former Hawkeye, baby.
All-time interception leader in the NFL with 81 interceptions. Paul Krause turned around and looked at the referee. You see him turn around a point, and he was laughing. And when he said, "You got it," he was actually laughing. He's like, "Do you not have a flag?" He literally looked at the referee and said, "Do you actually not have a flag in your pocket?" That's how, and it starts there.
Just freaking, if I'm a Lion fan, I'm out of my mind. But Jerry, as a Patriot fan, I can't go down this road too far because the Tuck rule was a disgrace.
And as much as that was the disgrace, and I was rooting for the, I was on Hilton Head when that game was being played, and I wanted the Patriots to win in the worst way because I hated the Raiders, even though I used to work for the Raiders. But here's the thing. By the letter of the rule.
No, I get that.
Okay, No. I know. Look, if I'm a Raider fan, as a football fan, it was a BS call, but the Raiders got screwed. But by the letter of the rule, yeah, okay. But what happened today to the Detroit Lions was embarrassing.
It was an utter disgrace. I mean, it was an utter disgrace. But let's see what Christian has to say. Is he a Cowboy fan?
Yeah, Christian's there. Hey, Christian in Galveston County, Texas. How are you? Welcome to Sports Overnight. It's Jerry and Marty. How are you?
Happy New Year, dudes. And no, I am not a Cowboys fan. I will never be a Cowboys fan. I will never bow to the star. I am a Houston Texans fan through and through, even though we'll probably never make it to a Super Bowl.
No, I wouldn't say never, Christian. You know what? I hate to say it because I really dislike the Texans, but I like what Ryan Fitzpatrick actually had some good days in Baltimore and in Buffalo. He had some bad teams though. I think if you keep, you can build. I'm not saying Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to throw for 6,000 yards someday and 55 touchdowns, but he's someone you can actually build around. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the world, but he's not going to win many games, but he's not going to lose a lot of games for you, which is the Trent Dilfer syndrome, as I call it, Marty.
Yeah, you know what I like about the Texans is they got Clowney. He's a bust. I mean, mm-hmm. I told you right now, he's a Bosworth Mandarich epic proportion bust. They didn't take Manziel. And that was smart.
Hold on. As far as Tony Mandarich goes, Mandarich actually, you have to give him a little bit of credit. After he washed out, for want of a better term, washed out in Green Bay, he went to the Colts. He actually redeemed himself somewhat. Maybe not to the extent of the Sports Illustrated and everybody.
He was a bust.
But no. Wait a minute. No, hold on. No, you got. Wait, hold on. Believe it or not, I'm going to defend Tony Mandarich of all people. Tony Mandarich went to Indianapolis and actually redeemed himself and made a. Was it a Hall of Fame career? But Tony Mandarich, after he left Green Bay and went to Indianapolis and became anonymous a little bit, actually have what I would refer to as a serviceable NFL career that anybody would like to have had. Fair enough?
All right, go ahead and Wikipedia. You couldn't be more wrong. You couldn't be more wrong.
You know, finally, I come wrong. To think of it, Jerry, yeah. I know you just mentioned the Mandarich story
mm-hmm.
because he came a little bit before Jim Harbaugh with the Colts.
Right.
Do you think that Jadeveon Clowney, J.D. Clowney, as you guys probably would refer to him as,
mm-hmm.
would have that type of redemption story?
Anything's possible. Look at Jim Plunkett. If you could just look at Jim Plunkett and see what he became, this man, Marty, back me up. He was done after he left New England. Done.
And
he came back and found himself in the right organization at the right time with the right people around him and won 2 Super Bowls. Anything is possible. But here's the thing. With Clowney, he's in a position, unlike with Plunkett, you know, he's in a his position means he's going to get hit all the time, or he's going to hit people all the time. He's damaged goods at 22.
Clowney's got a bad attitude, and he's just lazy. And you know what they did? The Texans
mm-hmm.
didn't heed every single warning, every single IQ test, Wonderlic, anything they subjected to him, they went the other way. He's going to be one of the all time biggest busts in the history of the NFL. He really and truly is.
I don't know how he has a great redemption story, Mr. Terrell.
Hold on, Christian. I want you to think about what you just said, and I tease you and make fun of you, but I want you to think about what you just said. You were talking about a redemption project about a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
Hold on, Marty. I want you to think about that for a second. I want you to think about where you're. I don't care how much money. Money's not. Put the money aside. Money does not count worth a damn right now. Think about this. You're 23. And you have people already talking about your career needs to be a redemption project at 23. Think about how dumb that is to either say it, think it, acknowledge it, or expect it of anybody. At 23, you're a redemption project? You wasted a draft pick, my friend.
Come to think of it, the Texans would know something about draft picks, at Moby Okoye for one.
Everybody's screwed up. Everyone's had a bad draft pick here and there. Everyone has. You know, the Saints with Russell Erksleben. I mean, it happens. Hey, Christian, listen, thank you for your call. By the way, my Ravens are moving on to the divisional playoffs despite your best efforts to tell me otherwise.
It's okay. I'm barely even caring about the NFL anymore. I'm all about basketball now, and I will talk to you on social media.
1-800-878-7529. By the way, you can get a hold of me on I'm lazy about Twitter. Screw it. You could, however, get a hold of us on our Sports Overnight America page on Facebook, or just get a hold of me personally. It's Jerry, GERRIEBURKE. But Marty, we've got about 45 seconds here. Why don't you tell everybody about the fine people at Schottenkirk Motors?
Well, Doug DeArmond and Greg Schottenkirk and all the great folks, they have dealerships in Atlanta, Quincy, Illinois, Des Moines, Iowa, also South Houston, Iowa. Schottenkirk, don't be a jerk. Go to Schottenkirk. It's Schottenkirk. They have Toyota, Honda, Chevy, Ford. They just acquired a new Ford store in Atlanta. Cross America is one of a great names in automotive in terms of integrity, in terms of fair dealing. Schottenkirk, Schottenkirk. Don't be a jerk. Look up Schottenkirk if you're in any one of those markets. And we'll be in Dallas, Terry, 1 week from tonight, previewing the national championship live from the Radio Row at the Dallas Renaissance Hotel. But I'll talk to you during the week, I'm sure.
Well, Marty, stick around. You're not going anywhere. We got you for another segment here, pal.
All right. Well, I'm just, you know, I'm just chilling out. I'm just chilling like a villain.
ESPN 1490. Check him out at the mouth of the Midwest. Marty Terrell is joining us here at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360. Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOUs.
Rave on. Don't wanna hide a baby. Cover the old Buddy Holly tune. Charles Hardin Holly, actually. John Mellencamp redoing it. And we are raving on. And why is that? Thank you. With the B minor there. Because we want to talk about my Baltimore Ravens right now, damn it. And we're going to do that with Marty Terrell, the mouth of the Midwest. You can hear him on ESPN 1490 out there in Des Moines, Iowa. Marty, let's talk about my Ravens real quick as they take on your New England Patriots coming up, I believe it's on Saturday, in Foxborough, Massachusetts, correct?
Jerry, that's the one opponent, as a Patriot fan.
You didn't want to see.
I didn't want to see it. I don't know what it is. I got a bad feeling. I just do. You know, a lot of it's history and maybe, you know, maybe unfounded concern or wasted energy, but they just scare me. You know, Flacco, you know, he just, the guy's a winner, Jerry.
Yes.
Everybody talks about Roethlisberger. I mean, Joe Flacco is just a flat out winner.
People tend to forget this guy's been in the playoffs since he got in the pros.
Yeah. I mean, 6'7", you don't have to worry about, for the most part, balls getting.
No one's gonna bat one down. I won't say nobody, but you got to get up there to bat a ball. He's like 6'6", actually, out of the Fighting Blue Hens out of the University of Delaware, where I got my face caved in by a slider one time. Thank you very much.
I think he's 6'7", isn't he?
They list him as that. You know, they always tack on an inch. Let's put it this way: he's 6 inches taller than I am. If he's an inch, and I'm just under 6 foot. But
yeah.
Here's the thing about the Baltimore Ravens. I said this during the open. And look, on paper, are the New England Patriots a better team? Yes. Here is the two things I'm going to throw at you, though, however, that if you're a Patriot fan, you actually have to start questioning. As we sit here, and as they go into week 19 now, as you look at Tom Brady and you look at Joe Flacco, who's the better quarterback right now?
Oh, come on.
No, wait a minute. Wait. I'm not talking about the potential and with abilities. Right now, who is playing better football as a quarterback? I'm not saying bench Brady. Look, he's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. He can always do it. But as you go into this game right now, I got news for you. Wait a minute. Just listen to me for a second. I'm not saying Brady doesn't – right now, there's no experience factor here. You can say, oh, well, Brady has been to more postseason. Well, I got news here. Flacco's won a Super Bowl, too. He's been there. Okay? 1 or 10, it doesn't matter. If you've been to the postseason as many times as both of these guys have been collectively, it doesn't matter how you divvy it up. But right now, as they are playing the game, right now, Flacco's actually playing a little better football going into this game. I'm not saying Brady sucks. But right now, if you were going to say, which quarterback do you want on your team – I would take Joe Flacco, and not because.
Well, then you go ahead because you're a Raven fan.
Not because I'm a Raven fan. I love Tom. I love Brady.
The only reason Flacco's playing better right now than Brady is because Brady had a bye week this week. You'll never get me to sign off on that.
All right, no, that's fair, and that's fair. And if you're a New England fan, I could see where you get up there and say, "Burke, you're an idiot." And maybe, yeah, okay, fine, I'm an idiot. But maybe I am an idiot. But I got news for you.
Go back to Week 17. Brady played half the game. He didn't have Gronkowski. He didn't have Edelman. I mean, they mailed it in against Buffalo at home, which annoyed me because I really thought, you know, get out to a quick lead.
And that's my other point. When is the last time the Patriots played something meaningful where Brady had to put – and I'm not saying he doesn't know how to turn it on and turn it off. But the guys who are around him, save for Gronkowski, they're not used to turning it on and turning it off.
Jerry, I'll go down the road this far with you. I'm not going all the way. But I'm going in so far as level of concern – on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 7. It just scares me.
Well, right now, the Patriots, the opening line of the Patriots are a 7-point favorite.
I think the Patriots are going to win. I'm just saying, if I had my druthers, I'd rather the Colts and Luck be rolling into Foxborough. Or, you know, we'll have to talk about Cincinnati because they're out. Like, we don't have to talk about Pittsburgh because they're out. But this is the opponent that the Patriot fans and Belichick, deep down inside, in the heart of his soul, and in the inner reaches, in the deepest, darkest recesses of Belichick's mind,
right.
This opponent is a problem.
I don't care what anyone says. We got about 2 minutes left before in this segment. We're going to keep you over for another one, but in these 2 minutes, why don't you tell me exactly what it is? If you're Bill Belichick and if you're Marty Terrell, what is it about the Baltimore Ravens, more so than any other team, worries you?
I think some history. I really do. I mean, Flacco is mobile. I am going to give you some credit there. They find a way. I mean,
and you know the one thing that, and I would, this is the only thing I will give the Ravens flat out on town. The Ravens do have better special teams. I will say that they do have.
First of all, the kicker doesn't miss.
No,
he doesn't miss. But Gostkowski's not exactly.
Oh, he's not bad either. But I'm saying all around special teams. And I look, the Patriots special teams. I'm not saying they're not bad. They're adequate, if not better than adequate. Right now, the Baltimore Ravens. That's one thing you look at the Ravens. Those guys have got a fantastic special teams. That's one thing I will say about them.
Right, and you know, and I talked to some folks in New England. The weather's going to be in the 40s, so weather's
no big
probably
deal.
Not going to be a factor.
Right.
And it's a Saturday afternoon 4:30 game, so you know it shapes up pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, Jerry. This opponent scares me. It just does. For the reasons that you stated, but Suggs, they have a field goal kicker who doesn't miss.
Right.
You know, you can tell me how great Jim Harbaugh is. He is a great coach.
John Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, Jim. Okay.
You can tell me what a great coach he is. He got San Francisco close on two Super Bowls. John Harbaugh is a hell of a coach.
Oh, hell yeah, he is.
Last time I checked, he had a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and should have won two other AFC title games.
Correct. Yeah. So I'm just telling you, Patriot fans, I don't care if you're favored 7 or 70, this is the game you did not want to see. And the Patriots are coming off a bye week.
Marty, go ahead. Quickly, 10 seconds.
Well, the fact is they barely played against Buffalo, too, so they could be a little stale.
When we come back, we're going to make this all about me and Marty because, let's be honest, that's the only thing that's truly important in this world. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, XM Channel 92.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Looking to get away this winter? Visit the charming bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, enticing cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. Winter specials from $159 a night. Call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What the f*** does that mean? Has everyone gone f***ing nuts? What the f*** happened to that guy's head?
Oh, yeah. Years ago, he was 12 years old. Fell through the roof on East 29. Kenny was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine.
One of the most persecuted people in history, recent history, that did not deserve it. The late Jim Carroll, the author of the Basketball Diaries. Fellow left-hander who caught way too much crap after the Columbine thing. He had nothing to do with it, people. Those were two whacked out 17-year-olds. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. You know what? I bagged the update last segment, and I'm not going to do another one because we've been talking about it. But if we were going to do one, it would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training tool being used in the bigs right now. If you got a ball player in the family, trust me, this thing is invaluable. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably. Go to phbat.com. There's a coupon code for a deal in there, phbat14. Go to Pro Hammer Bat. For the Pro Hammer Bat, go to phbat.com. Marty Terrell from ESPN 1490 joins us once again. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. You know, and Marty, and we'll get to sports in a second. If you go to YouTube, there is a great, if you go to Jim Carroll and the Today Show, right after the Columbine thing happened, those two kids, what was their name? Harris and Klebo. You know, they knew they read the Basketball Diaries. And they didn't read the book, God forbid. They saw the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. And,
right.
and of course, every lawyer in the, they pounced on Jim Carroll. Now, if you had ever read the book, The Basketball Diaries, it's actually a book of redemption. And in the book, no one was shot. He actually had a dream sequence where he dreamt of going into his classroom and filling the blackboard and making sure that no one was hit because it was just going to be a statement of frustration. But, of course, they pounced on this guy. They pounced on The Basketball Diaries. And Jimmy Carroll, very, very smart. He was a very, very good basketball player. He was all-city in NYC back in the 60s, which wasn't easy to do for a white guy. This was a guy who caught way too much crap from people who are too stupid to read. And I just wanted to back up Jim Carroll on that one. Thank you for letting me play along. Martin.
Well, so he was a New York City high school legend back with people like Connie Hawkins.
Oh, yeah. Let's put it this way, people. If you were all-city in New York City as a basketball player ever, you were pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know what, Jerry? I don't know if you've ever read this book, but I'm literally looking at my bookcase and I can see it. I've read it probably 10 times. It's one of the best all-time sports books, and it's by David Wolf, Foul, the Connie Hawkins
story. The Connie Hawkins story. I have read that. Yes, I have.
That's a phenomenal book.
It is a phenomenal book. I can't remember who wrote it. What's his name? It's going to bother me. Noah's a fantastic basketball book, not so much for the episode that the book was based on, but giving an entire overall of what the league was like at the time. It was The Punch.
Feinstein.
Feinstein. That's right, Jeff Feinstein. That was written about the game in December. Was it December 5th, 1978? I think or 77 between Houston and the Lakers.
I thought that was 1980 or was it? No.
77.
Was it really?
And when Kermit Washington, a graduate of American University in Washington D.C. Yep. And a very nice man, very soft spoken, very intelligent. You know, just out of reflex, turned around and threw a punch.
Snapped.
He didn't snap out of reflex. He saw someone coming behind him. He threw a punch.
Yep.
And it ended two careers. Rudy Tomjanovich's his playing career, physiologically, because he couldn't see anymore. And it basically ruined Kermit Washington, which was a shame, because if you've ever met or heard or spoken to or even seen an interview with Kermit Washington, he's the nicest guy in the world.
Well, when he passes away, it'll be in the first paragraph of his obit.
Yeah, and that's and they're like Bill Buckner. When Bill Buckner dies, Bill Buckner got 2,785 hits. Is that going to be the first? Nope. Of course not. Marty Terrell joins us here. And Marty, before we go.
Just one more thing on books and one more thing on Kermit Washington. Yeah. There was a silver lining in that crowd. Tom Donovitz, he came within a millisecond or a milliliter or a millimeter of dying.
He thought the scoreboard fell on him.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's very true.
He did. He thought the scoreboard fell on him.
One other book, the late, great Pete Axthelm wrote The City Game.
The City Game was...
Just telling. Yeah.
But anyway, if you ever get a chance, and as we're talking literary, for those of you who are... I don't want to say. I am going to say if you're quick to judge and not literate because you haven't read the, you're quick to judge this guy Jim Carroll and the Basketball Diaries because of what happened in college. Go read the Basketball Diaries. You're gonna walk away going, damn it, I was wrong, and you will. Yeah, well, and like I said, as far think about it. For anybody to be all, I don't care if it was in the 19-teens or it was last week. If you were all city in basketball in New York City at one time, you knew what you were doing. You could play.
Well, Jerry, the Rucker tournament alone.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rucker tournament in Harlem alone.
Yeah.
That and the Baker League in Philadelphia.
Sure. Sure.
These were epic.
When I just told you Jim Carroll was all city, I could actually hear the surprise through the phone.
I didn't know the name. I really didn't.
What happened was when he was 17 years old, he got interested in poetry and quit playing basketball. Think about that. Marty Terrell joins us. And Marty, before we get on to the actual games itself, let's talk about what's truly important, and that's you and I. Okay?
Go ahead.
Coming up on February 1st, 2015, my favorite left-hander, that's me, and Marty, we're staying in Scottsdale. We're not staying at the hotel that Bob Crane was killed in, are we?
I have no idea. Okay. I sent you the confirmation.
I haven't read it. I saw the confirmation number. That's all I need. We are going to be in Glendale, Arizona for Super Bowl 49 between the Baltimore Ravens and whoever is representing the AFC or the NFC.
It'll be the Patriots and the Packers.
I didn't know you did drugs on the
air. You heard me.
I didn't know you drank as much as I did. But in any event, we're going to be down there. Now, I'm thinking, you said we're going to have some studios down. How are we managing that?
I mean, come on, Jerry. What do you think I do?
Well, I want to be able to tell my devoted, disturbed following, am I going to be able to broadcast maybe an hour or so, maybe on Thursday night or Friday night, going towards the Super Bowl here on Sports Overnight America? That's what I'm asking.
Yes, you will. We'll have a studio with an ISDN line back to your wonderful place in San Francisco.
Oh, yes. Christ. So I have to remain moderately sober?
That's up to you, Jerry.
Now,
that would be a first.
Now, yeah, right. Tell me about it. Now, here's the other thing that's more important. So I'm going to get there. I believe I'm going to get there Thursday night. And, of course, you're going to have the limo with the hot driver picking me up. Friday night, December 29th, I believe that would be. No, December 30th.
January 29th.
January 30th. I'm sorry. January 30th is the week. So I get to take you out drinking, and you get to do it the way I do it for a night.
Well, see that. First of all, I don't drink alcohol.
Hold it. What?
I don't drink alcohol.
What?
Don't drink alcohol.
What are you, Catholic?
Well, I take that back. I drink St. Pauli N.A. St. Pauli Girl.
Non-alcoholic beer. I know what it is. Hold the F on here. I have been sharing airtime with a man who doesn't drink alcohol.
Jerry, you drink enough for both of us.
I drink enough for the entire state of Iowa. That's not
the... Yeah, I was going to say, you have drank today what I used to drink in a year.
I've drank in the last 20 minutes what you drank in the last year.
I don't know how you do it. Let's talk about you. Can we talk about you?
Why not? It's my favorite topic.
No, I'm sure, because I love talking about you.
Knock yourself up.
First of all, I want you to take care of yourself. Do you know that I do a treadmill every day for an hour and lift weights?
I walk between 5 and 10 miles every day, and
you don't. You do not.
Want to bet? I walk to work, Marty. I live about between 4.5 and 5 miles from work. I walk to work pretty much every day. I do.
But you don't even need a car. You probably don't even have a car. Why do you need a car in San Francisco?
I don't. But I could take the subway. But I walk to work pretty much every day. I walk up and down all the hills here. I juggle nonstop. I actually have weight. Marty, I could probably kick your ass.
Well, I know, but I just want you to, I want you to give up the bus and give up the booze.
No! No, what are you not? I've given up enough things. Wait, hold on. I've given up, as I tell my mother, I have given up enough things that I truly, truly enjoyed.
But Jerry, do you know how good you would feel?
I feel fine.
No, you don't.
I feel great. Ask the chick I was with the other night. I feel great.
So, like, I mean, aren't you going to wake up tomorrow morning hungover, though? Seriously?
I don't know. My entire life, and this probably has been a bad thing. In my entire life, I've had 3 hangovers.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't. I have never. Truthfully, I'm like Bill Lee, and I'm not saying this because I know neither he nor I have ever really had to pay the piper.
Does Bill drink?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, I know he does other things.
Yeah, Bill drank. No, but much like him, I've never had to pay the piper. I've never gotten in trouble for it. And I'm not kidding you. In my entire life, I have had 3 4 noticeable hangovers. Maybe.
Well, that's part of the reason I gave it up, because my hangovers were brutal.
I don't mix my drinks. I keep them in separate glasses.
I used to sit there in the morning going, I'll never do this again.
No.
And by 2:00 in the afternoon, I'd be back on the merry-go-round.
All right, listen, for those of you listening on Sirius and XM Radio right now, I am not advocating this. I am not suggesting you do this. I'm not bragging about this. I'm just telling you like it is. There was a time, Marty, that I would wake up, and we used to call it wake and bake. You're familiar with that. You would wake up and you'd smoke a joint. I would roll over, take 2 lines off my coffee table, wake up, go out, make myself breakfast. On my way to work, I would smoke another joint, maybe drink a beer. On the air, kind of do that little routine for about the 4 or 5 hours, then go out that night and go drinking with my friends. And I did that for about 15 straight years, and I not once did I wake up the next day going, "Why, I'm not doing that again." I woke up the next morning like, okay, it's Tuesday. I've never had to pay the piper. I've never had. Is that smart to do? No. Is that the good thing to do? No. Would my life be a little more advanced, or my career be a little more advanced, or maybe I'd be a little more involved in other aspects of society? Probably. But I've never had to pay the piper. And so what? There was no incentive not to do it. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
I just like the fact. When I wake up, that I have a gig. If I wake up tomorrow,
right?
Okay, God willing, I wake up tomorrow.
Right.
I know for a fact that I'm not going to be hungover. I know I'm not.
It's just like I said. It's not bragging. It's just it's just the way.
No, but I'm just saying. So basically, you've either got it beat or you're pickled, and I think you're pickled.
Oh no, Marty. Do you think? Look, come on, Marty. I'm pretty smart, right?
I don't think you're pretty smart. I think you're brilliant.
Okay, thank you. Which all tests indicate, and would agree with you, right? Do you think I would be as lucid as I am if I was pickled?
No, I'm just giving you. Who's our buddy from
Moonshine
West
Mike,
Virginia?
Speaking of which, Moonshine Mike, you got 2 minutes. How are you? Welcome to Sports Overnight.
Well, I'm doing good.
That was right on cue, Marty. How'd you like that?
I'll tell you what. I've never had a hangover except when I drank tequila when I was young.
You're hammered all the time.
Drinking tequila, I don't drink moonshine much at all. Very seldom. I drink
BS.
Beer.
Moonshine. You're never hungover because you're never not drunk.
Thank you.
I talked to a guy today. He's a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, you're brave. I said, hey, I'm an Eagles fan. He said, yeah. I said, well, look, y'all got to get by the Patriots. He said, it's a done deal. And I thought, what an ass. How can it be done?
I wouldn't say it was a done deal, but as Marty said earlier, if you're in the Pats right now, you can't be walking around pumping your chest because you're playing Baltimore.
I'm very nervous.
You are. Hey, Mike, you got about a minute left. Quick, tell me, going into next week, what do you like best? What do you not like best?
Who do I like, you mean?
Nothing gets by you, Mike.
Well, I like New England at home.
All right, I'm writing this down, Mikey.
I like Seattle at home against Carolina. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers Aaron Rodgers is in bad shape, so I don't know about that game. Denver, you know.
How am I supposed to write this in English when you're not even speaking it?
Denver will probably beat Indy sucks.
I got news for you. Indianapolis. I got news. I got news. Hey, Mike, listen. Mike, listen. I got to run. Call me tomorrow night. But I got news for you, Marty. Indianapolis is going to beat Denver.
I agree with you. I agree.
I do.
I agree.
I
won't even go that far. I just say it's going to be a hell of a game.
It's going to be.
I think Peyton's going to hand the torch over to Luck.
Those are exactly the words I was just getting ready to use. And you know what the funny part is? You're talking about Peyton Manning handing the torch over to Andrew Luck. And look, that's a good, nice analogy, and it sounds good, and in paper it would look great. But yet, meanwhile, in the background, over there off Lombard Street and Pratt, off of 395 in Baltimore, there's Joe Flacco, and no one's passing any torches to him. Go figure.
I was listening to Moonshine Mike talk. Jerry, I didn't know he was on the line. You never told me. So, I mean, that was a great segue.
Thank you. I did that on purpose.
I would tell you that when I listened to him, that's how I used to sound with a hangover.
Not me. I've never had a problem with it. Never.
And I mean, he's never hung over because, I mean, he doesn't draw a sober breath, does he?
Yeah, it's like my uncle, the one who has the PhD in English and Shakespearean literature. There's just degrees.
Well, I used to have an aunt, and I'm not going to.
Marty, wait. I want to hear all about your aunt. We're going to talk about your aunt on Monday evening, but we got exactly 48 seconds. Tell me all about Schottenkirk.
I'm going to bed.
I know, but tell us all about Schottenkirk.
Schottenkirk. Greg Schottenkirk is a great guy in Fort Madison, Iowa, Mount Pleasant area. He's got dealerships all over the country, including the Atlanta, Georgia area with Honda, with Chevrolet. He's got a Ford store in suburban Atlanta, Conyers, Georgia, Quincy, Illinois, Des Moines, Iowa. There's also a managing general partner in addition to Greg Schottenkirk. There's a gentleman, Doug DeYarman. They're nice. Great folks. Schottenkirk, Schottenpen. Kirk. Schottenkirk. Don't be a jerk. Google Schottenkirk if you're in Illinois, or I should say, Quincy, Illinois, Iowa, or Atlanta, Georgia. Don't be a jerk. Check out Schottenkirk.
I'll go out drinking with them then down in Glendale.
You can drink with all of them. I'm a non-drinker.
Thank you, Marty. Marty Terrell, Mouth of the Midwest, ESPN 1490 out of Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks to Marty Terrell. News next, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.